Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
It's ETF of the week time, and that means I'm joined by Tom Lydon. He is the editor of ETFtrends.com. And if you've never been to the site, I really don't know what you're waiting for because, well, you must not want to learn about ETFs. Really, that's what it's got to be. Because if you want to learn about ETFs, this is where you should go. It's a great site to give you information that goes beyond the basics. It includes all the developments, and then it has the benefit of Tom's insight and what he sees as happening. You can get more information by going to the site, ETFtrends.com, by following them on Twitter, where they're at ETF Trends, or by following Tom on Twitter. He is at Tom Lydon. Tom, welcome back to the show.
It's great to be back, Chuck. Thanks.
Our ETF of the week is
the PowerShares FTSE RAFI Emerging Markets Portfolio, ticker symbol PXH.
The PXH, the PowerShares FTSE RAFI Emerging Markets Portfolio. It's not just a mouthful, it is kind of a statement because this is emerging markets, and this is kind of like hot emerging markets, right?
Well, not necessarily. It's actually dull and boring emerging markets because of the underlining factor or smart beta strategy that PowerShares and FTSE RAFI put together. I'll tell you, Chuck, we've talked a lot about smart beta strategies where really the ETF industry was built on pure beta strategies, legacy cap-weighted indexes like the Dow Jones Industrials or the S&P 500 or the Russell 2000. Today, a lot more discussion is around single-factor and multi-factor strategies like valuations or momentum or dividend or volatility. These are all things now that you find are disciplines around indexes that are available within ETFs. It gets you really excited, but everybody asks, is there really more there? And over a period of time, really the last 10 years, although we've seen a ton of these smart beta strategies, very few you've been able to earmark and say, wow, I now see the difference. So I'm really excited to talk about this ETF, PXH, because one of the founding fathers of fundamental indexing, Rob Arnott, and the people at FTSE RAFI, or research affiliates, are really behind this. I know Rob. His office is literally just a few miles away. A couple years ago, I was having lunch with him, and I said, hey, where would you put your money now? Emerging markets had already had a big correction, and he said, I'm putting a bunch in emerging markets. And they went down further the next year. Last year, I said, where are you putting your money now? I'm adding more to emerging markets. And I thought the guy was crazy. But now when you look at this strategy, for the last year, this ETF, PXH, is up 31%. The key is the MSCI Emerging Market Index, which is really the benchmark for emerging market investing, and the EEM, which is the iShares Emerging Market ETF, is up less than 20%. So we've had a 50% additional improvement in performance by using the fundamental indexing strategy on emerging markets, because they go in and they pick valuations that are much more in line in an area that's already been beat up. So if you have any doubt, go in and compare on any charting services EEM versus PXH, and you'll see exactly what I said. What it'll do is open your eyes on a couple things. Smart beta strategies on why fundamental indexing might outperform cap-weighted indices over a period of time. And then most importantly, if you are underweight emerging markets in your portfolio and you're considering buying a legacy index, you really might think about a fundamental index, especially when the PE ratio in this ETF is still at only 10 compared to 19 for the S&P 500.
I guess when I said they were hot, what I was talking to is this has been an ETF that has been at the top of the emerging markets space. Now, some of that is by construction. Some of that is that index funds in general have been doing a little bit better than active in that space. But it has been hot. So I'm going to assume that it's well above the 200-day moving average at this point. Is this a 200-day moving average play? Or because you like the index so much and the way it's constructed, is this, hey, you're going to have some of your portfolio in emerging markets all the time, regardless of the 200-day moving average. This is the fund to use for that.
First of all, if you don't have an emerging markets allocation, you're buy and hold investor, you should. You got to make sure you diversify away from just domestic holdings, number one. Number two, if you've got emerging market mutual funds with active management, how have they performed versus the MSCI Emerging Market Index itself? You got to understand that, and you have to understand what you're paying for. And then finally, if you do have a emerging market mutual fund or even the EEM Emerging Market ETF, there's a strong case for diversifying into this fundamental indexing strategy for emerging markets, especially on this most recent performance and based on the current valuations. So it's a great example of opportunities and tools that are now available for individual investors in all areas of the market. Emerging markets have been unloved. They've been beat up. They eventually, at one point, will rebound. That rebound may have already started. The trend surely is in place. And just make sure that you don't start looking at emerging markets a couple of years from now because you might have missed it.
Yeah. So if you haven't been there, you need to be there. If you have been there, well, the performance makes it something you might want to emphasize a little more. And again, the construction, the really interesting part behind the PowerShares FTSE RAFI Emerging Markets Portfolio. It's the PXH, and it is the ETF of the week from Tom Lydon. Tom, thanks as always.
Thanks, Chuck.
Tom Lydon is the editor at ETFtrends.com. Go to the website for more information. And speaking of more information, you can get more by following them on Twitter at ETF Trends. Tom is on Twitter. He's at Tom Lydon. This was a great way to start the March 30th edition of Money Life, but we've got a lot more to go on this Thursday show. And that starts with the big interview, which is next. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Money Life.